This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. President Trump signed an executive order today raising the tariffs on imported steel and aluminum from 25 to 50%. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president delivered on his promise to boost our steel and aluminum industry. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley offered his support for the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act this week as an attempt to get whole meal back on school menus.
Our legislation would bring common sense back to the lunchroom and end restrictions on whole or 2% milk in the national school lunch program. Kids should have the opportunity to experience the full goodness of American dairy, which is supported by more than 200,000 Iowa dairy cows. I'm glad to see the Ag Committee roll up its sleeves to legislate, and I'd like to thank Chairman Boozman for his leadership in organizing this markup.
President Donald Trump met with Senate Majority Leader John Thune this week at the White House. Trump wants a reconciliation bill signed into law by the 4th of July. He's pushing to see the Senate act sooner rather than later. Senators have been meeting for weeks behind closed doors to discuss their policy options. Grassley told reporters today it's just too soon to discuss what may come from the Senate chamber.
Negotiations are still going on, and I don't think we should draw any conclusions till negotiations are. There's still a food stamp program that's going to be in place for ad infinitum. The only thing that I think you're seeing taken out by the House of Representatives is what was put in as a result of the pandemic, the beefing up of a lot of government expenditure, not just on food stamps, but on a lot of things. And the extent to which we don't have the pandemic now, the excuse for spending money because of the pandemic, seems to me it's legitimate to go back to the program that was pre-pandemic. Otherwise, the pandemic is just being used as an excuse to spend more money.
Well, the World Pork Expo kicks off in Des Moines tomorrow at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Show manager Doug Fricke expects a big crowd.
We've got folks from more than 20 countries that are planning to attend this year, according to our pre-registration, which I would say is up over previous years as a whole, and that includes both domestic and international. So that's always good to see. You know, the folks are wanting to come out and see what's new and what the latest and greatest technologies available in the industry are.
Fricke says the exhibitor list is long.
Yeah, we're holding steady. We actually have just under or right around 400 companies. I think I sold another booth yesterday to a latecomer, but we're right around that 400 mark for companies, and that represents about 700 individual booths at the show. That includes our hospitality tents, our indoor space, as well as our outdoor space with equipment.
Fricke says over the years that show has evolved and is now more producer focused.
Yeah, so this event has evolved over time. It started out as more of a consumer and producer show, and over time it has evolved into a total producer show. We don't see consumers really attend the event from that perspective. You know, the folks that are here are really here to, you know, make buying decisions or have some educational opportunities presented to them. But that's really the focus of this event now, and really honing in on what producers can obtain and take back to their operations to make them more efficient.
The 2025 World Pork Expo opens tomorrow in Des Moines. AgriPulse will be on site covering news from the event. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Sustainability is just what America's farmers and ranchers do. They're at the forefront of regenerative ag practices, leaving the land better than they found it. Learn more at fb.org/sustainability. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.